When all else fails, listen to your characters. They will tell you what's right for them. Hello, I'm Jenny, and welcome to Writing Lessons From, the blogcast where I take a story I've consumed, a film, TV show, a book, a podcast, whatever, and I break it down to see if there's any writing lessons that we as storytellers can learn from it. This is the first episode of the new, I've no idea what to call them, articles, mini essays, long form thoughts. Anyway, this is the first episode of the new Writing Lessons From. They start now. These new episodes are going to be released in blogcast form and in written form on the blog, hence the blogcast, every other week. So one week it'll be an old article. I need a name for it, don't I? An old written Substack article thingy. And then the next week it'll be a brand new one. And then the week after that, an old one, etc., etc. If you prefer the written version, and if you like shiny things, which are coming soon, you can get them delivered straight into your inbox by signing up to the mailing list. Check it out at writeintothewoods.com. And don't forget to hit follow wherever you're listening to this. So, hi, how are you? I don't really have much of an update this week. Which is probably a good thing. Don't want this episode to be too long. The major news in my world is that I've launched this podcast, and you already know that because you're here listening to it. The other thing that I've done is set up my new novel to pre-order. The ebook is now available to pre-order on Kindle, and Kindle only at the moment. It's called Yellow Petals at Christmas, and it is available now to pre-order, as I say, on Kindle. If you go on Amazon and search Yellow Petals at Christmas by Jennifer Nice, it'll come up. It's only 99p, 99 cents, 99 pennies of wherever you live. And yeah, it comes out on the 9th of September. It will be available elsewhere eventually. But right now, as of recording, that's where it's available. Pre-order it. If you want it, go get it. I'll talk more about it eventually. Nearer the time, maybe. But yeah, let's get on with it, shall we? This week, to start off the new shape of things, we're going to look at whether two heterosexual characters of the opposite sex can just be friends without kissing, without falling in love, or falling into bed. Is there such a thing as a platonic relationship between a straight man and a straight woman? And how do you write such a thing? Ready? Here we go. Ah, the age-old question. Can a man and a woman, both heterosexual, be friends and only friends, with zero kissing or sex involved? Good question, and often a fun dynamic to explore in the stories we're telling. I never had cause to really think about this until recently. Usually when writing a story with a male and female acting as friends, I will often wonder at a spark, at some flirting, whether there could be something more. It's one of those things we're conditioned to believe by society, that heterosexual men and women cannot be just friends. Except that of course they can, and we should be writing about those kind of friendships, because they're interesting. Let's take a look at two examples, the two things that I watched recently that inspired this whole blogcast. So here comes the disclaimer. Before you lie spoilers for Mythic Quest and Platonic. There are two TV shows, two comedies, in fact. If you're a big fan and aren't caught up yet, mostly of Mythic Quest because there are four seasons, first of all, where have you been? Secondly, you might want to go and watch that first. Both Mythic Quest, all four seasons, and Platonic, one season, are available on Apple TV. Platonic is about two friends coming back into each other's lives in middle age and both firmly in midlife crisis. Will, played by Seth Rogen, is a craft beer brewer and just coming out of a divorce from the woman his best friend Sylvia, played by Rose Byrne, couldn't stand, hence their friendship going on hiatus during the course of his marriage. Sylvia is a mother of three who put her career as a lawyer on the back burner to be a mum. Her husband Charlie, played by Luke McFarlane, is also a lawyer who's just made partner, and their family is in dire need of a bigger house, which costs money they just don't have. When you break it down, including all the stuff I haven't told you, there is a lot going on in Platonic. And at the forefront, throughout all of it, is the coming back together of Will and Sylvia and their strong friendship bond. On the flip side, we have Mythic Quest, which follows a gaming company led by ideas genius Ian, pronounced Iron, played by Rob McElhenney, and developer genius Poppy, played by Charlotte Nigdeo. And we follow their business relationship and friendship alongside that of other characters in the company. Iron often takes Poppy for granted, Poppy works too hard and has bad ideas, and the crux of the whole thing is that when they're not together, they can't make anything good. Their creative magic is in their relationship. Two examples of platonic relationships, one of which I think was done incredibly well, and one of which fell apart. Should we start with the one that did it well? The thing I loved most about Platonic, yes, that's the one that did it well, is that there is zero sexual or romantic connection between Sylvia and Will. The idea of expecting them to kiss or drunkenly fall into bed together doesn't cross the mind because, ew, that is purely in how they're written. The vibes are friendship only. They love one another deeply and can be incredibly honest with each other. There's a deep connection there that you would expect from a romantic couple, except there's no spark. Both Will and Sylvia are going through a midlife crisis, which makes for interesting storytelling purely on the basis that it involves change. I was fascinated by Sylvia's attempt to get back into her law career and of Will trying so hard to build up his brewing business while balancing his strong values. But as with all stories, it's the relationships that keep you watching. And all of these mishaps in their lives and crises are devices for explaining the relationships and moving them forward one way or another. There were two things I loved the most about Platonic storytelling. One, Will and Sylvia came back into each other's lives at a crucial time when they desperately needed one another, and they have a huge impact on one another. Will helps Sylvia to not buy the horrible house out of desperation. Because of their renewed friendship, his business partner is introduced to her other friend and they get married, sparking Sylvia's new career. And Sylvia pushes Will into his new job, a major life change, and something that helps him find his new love. It's perfectly representative of real-life friendships, true friends who are able to move in and out of each other's lives, picking up where they dropped off as needed. And the second thing I loved most was Will and Sylvia never had a problem with their friendship. And they never saw any potential problem for anyone else. They're simply two people who get along incredibly well, even if they've been apart for years. It's everyone around them that has the problem. Everyone around them that feels as if there must be something else going on. Sylvia's husband, Charlie, is accepting until he starts to find it weird. Will's ex-wife is vocal about how strange their friendship is. Sure, there's a message here about boundaries that probably also exist for same-sex friendships, but I found it fascinating to look at the male-female friendship, that it never crosses their minds to do anything more than just be friends. That concept is just in everyone else's heads. As a result, Will and Sylvia's friendship, and Platonic as a whole, is warm, fuzzy, funny, and safe. The lack of any romantic or sexual spark feels safe. You know that if this friendship is going to be ruined, it won't be in a catastrophic, life-changing way. They'll always be able to return to each other. And then there's Mythic Quest. The first three seasons of Mythic Quest left me just equally fascinated by Iron and Poppy's friendship as Will and Sylvia's. Iron and Poppy's relationship is based on friendship, but also business, which gives it another level and element to cause issues. Throughout the show, we're shown them trying to figure out how to make this alliance work. It's clear that they need each other as much as they dislike it. And that is a fascinating concept. Not once in four seasons did I feel there was any sexual or romantic spark between the two. They feel like a deeply connected souls, like Will and Sylvia, and more like brother and sister than friends, purely because of how much they quarrel with each other. They don't like how much they need each other. Unlike Platonic, Poppy and Iron aren't helping each other move on with their lives or overcome problems per se. They're just creating beautiful things together. So it makes sense that this should become an issue when in season four, Poppy is making something beautiful with her boyfriend instead. She's making a baby. Even then, the pregnancy is never an issue between Iron and Poppy. There's no jealousy, just an acceptance of life happening. And then the final episode of season four happened. This is the big spoiler. Are you ready? Iron and Poppy kissed, and it all came tumbling down. Two characters kissing, where there has been no effective spark or build-up, just doesn't work. I have no idea where they got this notion that Poppy and Iron should kiss. Is it because of society's expectations? Because of fans' expectations? Sure, have Poppy not want to leave Iron to be with her boyfriend in Europe? That makes sense. Poppy and Iron need one another, but not like that. On the other hand, because I've given this a lot of thought, did the kiss need to happen? Was there no other choice? If Poppy can't leave Iron, should they just give in, be together, and raise this baby? No! A man and a woman can be friends and business partners without having sex or being in love with one another. You can be soulmates with someone who you don't want to have sex with, or be in love with, or have anything romantically connected with. Poppy could stay. They could leave Mythic Quest together and start again from scratch, with no working restrictions so Poppy can raise her baby. And they could have new exciting adventures creating new exciting games. Sometimes, no matter how hard you push two characters together, it just doesn't work. It's okay for a heterosexual man and woman to be friends, to have a deep connection, without the kissing and the falling into bed together. That way leads to interesting stories and relationships and plot devices to move your story forward. It keeps the reader or watcher invested, because maybe they don't know what's going to happen, but they know they're safe in this relationship. They know it's not going to blow up. It pays to do the unexpected as a writer, to go against societal norms, to question what people expect, to turn the whole thing on its head. In fact, this often makes the best storytelling. Writing a good platonic relationship is much the same as creating a romantic one. There's just no spark involved. The depth, the connection, the shared values and love for one another is all the same. When all else fails, listen to your characters. They will tell you what's right for them. And it turns out Mythic Quest has now been cancelled. There will be no season 5. We will not see Iron and Poppy together. I'm sure it's not because of the kiss, but it sort of feels like it is. Well, there you go. I'm sure you can't tell where I started ad-libbing a little bit, because my mind is still spinning from from thinking about these things. A cracking start to the new writing lessons from, I hope you'll agree. I really recommend Platonic on Apple TV if you're bored and need something to watch. It's silly in places, but their relationship is beautiful the deeper in you get, especially if you're also in the midst of your own midlife crisis. There is a lot to relate to. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. Don't forget to hit follow wherever you listen to your podcasts and come join the mailing list at writeintothewoods.com. I will be back in your ears. That's weird. I'm so sorry. Next Friday. I will be back here next Friday, or, you know, whenever you choose to listen to this. Have a great week, storytellers.